WXB in 0TR.
W2T, what you up to today, Tom?
Seems like everything's going to heck in a handbasket at the same time. Oh, I had to order. That wasn't me, that was Bernice. Had to order a little muffin fan this morning for the computer in Bernice's room back there where she likes to look at the computer. It's an old mainframe. Desktop, I think they call them now. And, it's naturally, it's hard to find one with three wires, but I finally found one. And got that ordered. And then the battery in my Precision micrometer, Brown and Sharp, it's a good one. Measures down to tens of thousands. And it went dead, so I got to change that. And then I had two screws that I was trying to take out. They were little set screws, and I used a hollow ground screwdriver on them. They're about 6/32s. And two of them, I just wanted to chew the heads off of them. They were in so tight. There you go. That's the start of the day.
Screws that were loose and you were trying to tighten them, or they were too tight and they were giving you fits and you were trying to loosen them, right? Well, you know, hey, that's the way it goes. And well, I just heard you in there and thought I'd holler at you. My washing machine is hollering at me because it wants me to come throw the clothes in the dryer. So got to do that before I get on the road here in a little bit. Got a couple of places to go. So I shall talk to you later there, sir, in 0TR, W2T.
Speakers are brand new and a new item, and little bitty, and they were in too tight. Some little Chinese gal with a air wrench put them in there probably. Anyways, yeah, take care, Rusty. Oh, we got 2.1 inches of rain yesterday, and it come real fast. But hopefully there'll be more today. W2T in 0TR.
KO4PXB.
In 0TR.
Hey, sir. How are you?
At home. Oh, it's not started out to be a very good day. Had a muffin fan go bad in a desktop, and I thought I had a spare, and I put it in there, and it was bad. And how I wrote used but good on it, I don't know. But it's a three-wire, 92mm, and they're kind of hard to find, the three-wire ones, but I finally found them. Got that ordered. That was my wife's desktop. It's a very old one. And then I had a micrometer here that's a good Brown and Sharp one. It's a vernier caliper, actually. And the battery went dead in it, and it's not so fun to get at. And then I had two screws in an item last night that were, I'd say they're 6/32s, maybe even 4/40s. And they, it's brand new. And I took out two of the screws, and the other two, little gal with an impact wrench put them in. You know how that goes.
Yes, sir. I heard you telling Rusty that. I was like, yeah, that's always never fun to do when you have to get something out like that.
Doesn't room to drill in it and use an easy out or something. So I guess I got to go down. I'm going to mount a scope on a .22 rifle for my grandsons, and his dad bought him a new .22 and brand new Ruger and four screws up there where the Picatinny rail goes, and it's just a little Ruger .1022, and I mangled the heads on, and if anything I don't like to see, especially on a firearm, is a mangled screw.
Lake. Or Delta.
Yeah, I've got a buddy listening for me. You mind if I give him a quick shout?
Yep.
This is NGOTR.
Or WW4D, you out there, Scott? Mars, WW4D, any copy? Jimmy, I am at attic window now. Headed on in just a minute. 73. Thanks, Dad.
This is NGOTR. Go ahead, Lloyd.
Yeah, that's definitely never good because one of my friends wanted me to find out why his M4 was firing firing about 9 rounds and then automatic and eject the cartridge. But then after that, it would sit there and you'd have to manually eject it. And when I looked at it, the gas tube on the top was actually, the screws were loose and not torqued. And so I took it to one of the armors, and that he mentioned once they get loose like that and hit fired when they're not torqued, it's just best to buy a new receiver. The bolt part of it.
Man, I would have thought maybe some Loctite would have repaired it. 242 Loctite, not the real hard stuff. You can still remove a screw, but if you use in the 600 range where they're green, you'll never get it out. I worked in a machine shop for 32 years and been around a lot of that. Been around a lot of machinists. But, Lloyd, I used a hollow ground screwdriver on this thing. That shouldn't have happened.
No, sir. It definitely should not have.
Such a little head as that, and I tried to watch that. I'm quite aware that they can do that, and yet I didn't ruin the top of it, but I didn't do it any good, put it that way. So they'll probably think it was some idiot that tried to get him out, and no, I've been around that, and I've tapped everything from 440 to, you name it, 1 inch. And, yes, sometimes it gives you problems, but I use that fluid that they use in the machine shop to tap stuff with. And I can't think of the name of it right now. I got Easy out in my name, but it isn't. But it really works good. It's in a yellow can. And it lasts forever. But getting one out now, I don't know how you get that smaller one out.
Yeah, that would definitely take some good finesse to get that small of a screw out.
Gun vise and a drill press set up for it, and can drill a 16th inch hole in it or something, or I don't know. You can't put another notch in it because it's a straight slot, which is a mistake. But you can't put another notch in it, you'll hit the receiver.
Yeah, and probably trying to buy something new is be more costly than what you're trying to just get the smaller screws out in some shape, form, or fashion.
A friend of mine told me there was a gun shop down there on Wayne Hampton, down by the pizza place up here in Greer. I'm going to stop by there. And I know they have a gunsmith that comes in over at Sharpshooters, and I'm a member of that. But I don't think he's there all the time. And so I may have to take it over there. All amounts to time.
Yes, sir, it does. Well, I'm here at my site for a computer repair, so I'll definitely talk with you another time. It's KO4PXB.
Okay, Lloyd, have a good day. This is NGOTR Clerk.